When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 595, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. Now, on the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook. But on Fridays, I do something special. I answer your questions that you send to me. And if you want your question answered right here on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. If you send in an audio question before this Thursday, you'll be in a small special raffle to win a book from us on Thursday morning, plus on the first of every month. So you may wonder, well, why should I send this guy a question? What does he know? Well, when I'm not recording this podcast, I'm chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, where I also teach in our Master for Nutrition and Wellness program. I hold other faculty positions at two other institutions. I've also published research as it relates to the effects of diet on chronic disease prevention and improving body weight, blood lipid profiles, and blood sugar. As far as my education, I have my doctorate in public health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I have my master of public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. And like I say, I want this to be a place where you feel you can hear the truth. And so in my responses, I like to include what the actual data say. What do scientific studies actually say about your question? So with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, I wanted to ask about how to lose belly fat. I'm pretty slim everywhere else, but I've noticed as I've gotten older that the fat is starting to collect around my midsection. If you have any tips for like diet and exercise, I know part of it is genetic because my mom has the same problem, but is there any way that I could prevent gaining more?
Thank you for your question, Jennifer. You are correct that as we get older, belly fat seems to be ever present and overstaying its welcome. Well, I don't know if it was very welcome in the first place. For myself, I noticed that once I crossed the big 3-0 birthday milestone, it seemed as though my belly began magically crossing that Mason-Dixon line, meaning over my belt. There are a number of reasons why this may happen. At this stage in life, the number of calories we burn at rest starts to slow down. And what this basically means is that our metabolisms are slowing down. Now, this is partly a result of the muscle loss that we begin experiencing at this age. Add to the fact that many of us have transitioned to our full-time careers, which means most of our days are spent sitting at a desk. Think fewer calories burned again, less time to shop for and prepare meals, which can translate to consuming more restaurant foods, which are bigger in portions, and there also may be more life stress, and the list goes on and on. This creates a perfect storm of sorts to prime the body to store some of the calories we consume as belly fat. And as you mentioned, Jennifer, some of the propensity for belly fat is genetic. Oh, and why did I mention stress specifically? We're finding that if we hang on to stress for weeks, months, and years, and don't deal with it in an appropriate way, then it can contribute to the accumulation of belly fat specifically. Now, belly fat is particularly tricky to lose. For some reason, it's really stubborn. Sometimes you'll be doing everything right, only to find that your wristwatch doesn't fit as well as it did before. That's because instead of using the fat around the abdomen for fuel, the body decided to use that little bit of fat around the wrist for energy instead. What the heck, body? Part of this, again, is genetic. But the other part of it is that belly fat is just darn stubborn. Okay, so where does that leave us? Can anything be done to get rid of stubborn belly fat? Well, what I'll say right up front is there's no magic to it. There is no magic pill or magic routine that will guarantee the loss of belly fat. When it comes to fat loss in general, though, the best things to do are the following. 1, control your portions. If you want to lose fat, you have to force the body to burn it for fuel. To do that, you may have to decrease the amount of calories you consume each day. It doesn't have to be by a lot. Even a little reduction done consistently can lead to fat loss. It might be as simple as something like having half a soda every day instead of a full, or getting rid of that soda completely, or having half of a dessert in the evening instead of the full. That alone, done consistently, could lead to fat loss. 2, exercise, kind of a no duh. Aerobic activity like walking, jogging, swimming, bicycling, etc., combined with resistance training, and yes, yoga and Pilates count, this seems to be the best formula. Oh, and remember how I mentioned that as we age, we tend to lose muscle? Well, resistance training helps prevent some of that muscle loss. Even better, if you can incorporate high-intensity interval training or HIIT as part of your routine, for either your cardio or resistance training or both, that may help burn body fat too. Researchers are finding that HIIT may lead to more body fat loss when compared to other forms of exercise. Now, you don't have to do HIIT every day though. You want to stagger that in. Otherwise, it could lead to injury. 3, get enough sleep. Aim for 7 to 9 uninterrupted hours of sleep most nights. We're learning that adequate sleep helps control hunger hormones and at the same time may change where the body chooses to store its fat, meaning it will choose to store fat in other places besides the belly. 4, manage stress. When we're under stress for long periods of time, like I said, our bodies release this nasty hormone called cortisol. Cortisol not only lowers the body's ability to fight off infection, but it increases appetite and tells our body to store fat around the abdomen. To help reduce cortisol, we have to be better about managing our stress. And 5, what about ab workouts? Well, training abs is an important part of a balanced workout, but doing this alone will not lead to belly fat loss. What it will do is to help those muscles pop once the belly fat starts to shrink down, based on the tips I just mentioned, of course. So if you compare many of the popular ab workouts out there, the common theme seems to be incorporating 45 minutes per week of ab-specific moves. Now, this can be broken up into 3 15-minute sessions or 5 9-minute sessions, however you choose to do the math. The bottom line here is that performing ab-specific moves regularly and consistently over time will help make those muscles develop. But again, you have to incorporate those other 4 steps as well if you want that 6-pack to show through. So don't lose heart, Jennifer. Stay consistent with the tips I mentioned. You don't have to be perfect. Even if you're good most of the time, the body will respond. I've had to work hard to shrink my belly fat. A few years ago, it wasn't a pretty sight. But with time and commitment and using the tips I just shared, I've managed to keep it in check. Oh, and again, just to reiterate, the tips I just mentioned are based on some sound data from research studies. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Thank you again for the question, Jennifer. You'll be entered into a very small raffle on the first of every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win a book this Thursday, it's really easy. You can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. What's great about that is you can record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that wraps up another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you, as always, for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through and for being a subscriber. Thank you for sharing this with someone. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.